In the studio, sitting across from me right now, is one of the first live guests I've had in quite a while, in person, I should say. Lots of phone interviews. Megan Yankee is the executive director of the Stallburg International String Competition, which every time this year is one of the most recognized events for young string players. It brings people from all over the world to Kalamazoo when it's possible in person. This year, the competition is online and streaming, but you will be able to see each award-winning performance in a series of online streaming events all next week, Monday through Saturday, with some masterclasses on Sunday. So first of all, Megan, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for driving to WMUK. My head is just full of this news that those who are vaccinated can remove our masks. It's been so long. I mean, I can't believe this day happened almost.
I know. It's still kind of unreal that there's a light at the end of the tunnel here. Yeah. It's exciting. Very exciting.
Yeah. And that does mean good things for next year. I'm sure you're already thinking of that.
Yes, absolutely. We've had to do we did 2020 virtually, and we're doing this year virtually. But I think the future is bright for us for 2022, and that we'll be able to return to in person.
So good to hear.
Yeah.
So how do you put a competition online?
Well, it takes a lot of ahead of time planning. Because we have to coordinate with all of these semifinalists from all over, including coordinating with the judges. And we have to have everything accessible way ahead of time. And then have to have a really good video person on hand, which luckily we do. So, so it's just been a lot of ahead of time planning so that when competition week comes, we're just ready to go and hit the ground running.
Do you have to spend a lot of time at your computer or communicating?
Yeah. I mean, that's really the key, is communicating. And it is funny having my office at home. So I'm at home in my jammies, and yet I'm communicating with all these people all over constantly, all hours of the day, night, right now, getting things together. And it's kind of a funny world we're in right now.
In some ways, that's amazing what you can accomplish from home. But it's also, I would think it would also be very tiring at some point, just sticking to it and plugging away.
We
depend on different kinds of interactions.
Yes. It's so funny you say that, because I was just saying that last night. Like, I'm an extroverted person, so I really get energy being around people. So this being stuck home thing has been really hard. And the competition itself, just being in person with all these young people and all these amazing musicians coming in. I mean, I just can't imagine the energy and how exciting that would be. And then this year to have to be home doing it, it does have a different level of sort of like a subdued excitement as we get into the competition, but I don't think it's not quite the same. But I think it's going to go great, though, and we're all excited and gearing up for it.
Next week, there are 12 finalists to enjoy in performances each night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. What can you tell me now about what do they have in common? And of course, they're distinct in each way. But what have you learned about this kind of cohort of young, serious musicians?
Yeah, they're all so brilliant. They're so accomplished in not just music. Often they're very accomplished in many other things, which is really fun to read. It's all in their bios and things, which you can find on our website. But it's fascinating to see how just successful they are in everything they touch, kind of thing. And so getting to hear them in their musical life is just so exciting. And they're just a bright future that they already kind of know what they want to do, and they're so young, and it's exciting to see them really do their art and do it very, very well.
Are they competitive?
Yes. Yes. Yes, they are. But, you know, the funny thing is that oftentimes they all know each other, which is great because they all attend the same summer festivals and camps and things, or study with the same teachers.
A lot of them appear on From the Top, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And so there is also such a big camaraderie among them, which is something I guess I didn't expect. So when I walked into the role, I didn't know that initially, but I'm learning it as I go. So now I'm trying to play on it a little bit for future Stolberg events. Like, well, you know, we've got a summer fundraiser, and it's like, well, why don't we get some together that are friends that we didn't know they were friends, mm-hmm. but then they both end up medalists. How great. Like, we highlight their friendship and camaraderie, but then we also highlight the Stolberg.
And music together.
And music together. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Really, well, we do have one performance at least to listen to, but listeners need to know how to access this competition and all of the performances next week. It's pretty easy.
It is, yeah. If you go to www.stolberg.org, you'll find on our website there is a link for live events, and you'll register for the live events through that link. And all of the events are pay what you can. So you can pay $0 if that's what you want to do, or you can give a small donation or whatever you're comfortable with.
Get inspired
with.
By the music and just
yes,
go nuts.
Or make a big donation. Yeah. Right? Yeah, whatever. You, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a really nice full week of Stolberg events. It's the first time we've ever done anything like this in a normal year. It's a one-day event.
I know. It's the first time ever.
So this is the first time we're sort of stretching it out so
Stolberg
that
week.
It's in bite-sized pieces.
Yes.
And everybody can sit down for an hour after dinner and enjoy the music and get excited for the big reveal on Saturday.
Stolberg is spelled S-T-U-L-B-E-R-G. No H's, no extra U's. So stulberg.org is where you will find the links to the live events. So how does this work? We're going to see each of the finalist, and then there's six that are singled out later in the week.
Yes, yeah. So we'll hear Monday through Thursday. They are semifinalists.
Semifinalists.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So Monday through Thursday, we hear three each night. So that will cover all 12. And then on Friday night, we have our solo Bach. We do give a Bach Prize award in conjunction with the Kalamazoo Bach Festival. So that will happen on Friday night. And then Saturday morning at 10 a.m., we will announce those six finalists. Nobody knows who they are until that moment, so it's exciting. It's going to kind of lead up to that. And we'll announce them, and then we will hear a different selection from them than we heard earlier in the week. And then Saturday evening, we will announce the three medalists. We'll hear from the judges. We'll hear from the judges a little bit at the Bach evening, too, but we'll really hear from them on Saturday night. And we'll announce those three medalists, and we will hear judges' choice from the silver and bronze medalists, and then we will hear the full concerto from the gold medalist.
That's all next week and culminating Saturday night at stolberg.org. It's pay what you can, pay what you want. I don't recommend paying by the note. that would bankrupt me really fast.
Yeah.
So my guest here, if you just tuned in, Megan Yankee, the executive director of the Stolberg International String Competition. You had to, this is the second online competition you've had to captain. Now, you learned a lot from the first time, which was a bit of a scramble, as I can imagine. I mean, planning for an in-person competition in May, and then in March, everything is shut down. So I know that you thought out some things and almost improved the process for this. Can you talk about how you did that?
Yeah, we had a lot more time to think about it this time, which, yeah, like you said, the pandemic hit last March, and we had to process that and then process, like, well, what do we do? Do we postpone? Do we cancel? And we went to the digital. So this year we had a lot more time to think about it and be more intentional about it. And one of the things that I felt was super important was evening the playing field between the recording quality for these kids. Because some we saw last year, because we had to pivot so quickly, that some kids had access to really nice recording equipment and then some didn't.
And you never know what kind of impact that's going to make on the judge.
Oh, yeah. I mean, right. And it just really can, yeah, impact the sound and everything. So this year we did give each semifinalist a recording stipend so that they went back into the studio, a professional studio, and we helped cover those costs.
To the tune of?
We paid $750 each semifinalist. We wanted to make sure that this was not going to be a financial burden on them, including covering some of the costs for their piano accompanist and things. So we gave some guidelines on how to record it. We met with recording artists and things to learn how, you know, what to specifically write out that we were asking them to do so that really we could do the best we could to get the same quality of recording from each semifinalist.
Were you still asking for single takes, as it were?
Yes. Yes, yeah, live performance. I mean, they didn't have to tell us how many times they did it, but you know, but there, you know, yeah, but there was no like there couldn't be editing and there couldn't be really sound tweaking or tuning, you know, things like that. So that was one big change we had this year. A big change this year is also spreading them out over the time. We wanted to make sure that we highlighted all 12, and we didn't just highlight, you know, the medalists or the finalists. We wanted an opportunity to hear from everybody. But we also wanted to consider our audience in that full day of Stolberg from, you know,
9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yeah, that's a lot to sit in front of your computer on a beautiful Saturday in May. So we really wanted to keep that in consideration as well. Which led us to this week-long celebration of Stolberg, which I think it really gives such a great opportunity for everybody to sit down and listen at their convenience. The recordings will be available for 23 hours afterwards. So if you do register for a ticket and you can't tune in at that specific time, you can get up in the morning and have your coffee and listen to it. And then after the whole Stolberg week, we will put all their recordings up on our YouTube channel, so you can always tune back in and listen.
It's very easy to tune into the Stolberg next week. Each concert is at 7 o'clock at night, and you can go to stolberg.org and click on a link to the live event. There is a request for a donation or your own kind of pass. You get to pay what you want, but it's every night at 7 o'clock, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And Friday is the Bach Prize night. Things change a little toward the end of the week just because of the special prizes. And we learn who the 6 finalists are. And then on Saturday, we learn at who the 3 medalists will be. And everything is at 7 o'clock except for next Saturday. We'll talk about that a little bit after we spotlight one of these performers. We both agreed that it would be fun to hear one of the past medalists of the Stolberg. And I picked one from 2020. Let's see. Her name is Yi Yang Jin. I couldn't tell you which medal she earned.
She is the silver medalist.
The silver medalist.
Yes.
And I can't tell you what the piece is. It goes da 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 da. I can see you thinking about it. Da 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 da. It's a last movement from some famous concerto.
Tchaikovsky?
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll let you know after we listen to this wonderful performance, which was a filmed performance that Yi Yang Jin submitted as a finalist and became the silver medalist. Let's give it a listen. We heard Ye Yang Jin, the silver medalist in the 2020 Stallburg International String Competition. If you tuned in during that music, which was by Sibelius, I am speaking to Megan Yankee, the executive director of the Stallburg International String Competition. Year 46 begins next week. It's a week-long celebration of the Stallburg, and each night you will hear three of the semifinalists on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Megan, Friday is something called Stallburg Competition Bach Prize Night. This has a little bit of history, the Bach Prize. Tell us a little about how that began or what it continues.
Yeah, it's a partnership with the Kalamazoo Bach Festival, and it is the semifinalists apply with a solo Bach. They don't initially apply with it, but they have to have one prepared. So if they come in person, that is part of their semifinal performance. In this instance, where we're online, they submitted a fresh recording of a solo Bach. And we hear from them each, and then we award them a cash prize for the best solo Bach performance, and that is... the prize is split 50-50 between us and the Kalamazoo Bach Festival. And it's just an honor. They don't really have any, they don't come back and perform like the other medalists do. But it's just a really good, nice honor. It's great. It's nice to have Bach and hear them solo. That's a very different style. You can really hear how they switch styles between what they do on their concertos and then what they do for a solo Bach. If they, that really kind of highlights too who is really peak in their artistry, if they can switch styles smoothly. It's fun to see the difference.
It's always been so hard for me to tell the difference between excellent and excellent.
Especially in this
so maybe that's a one way a really experienced judge could decide who's super, super ready.
Yeah.
Tell us from the point of view of an applicant, what's the bonus here? Besides, you have to do a lot of work. You have to prepare Bach. You have to prepare a concerto. What are the prize levels? And what else does the Stallburg Competition prize offer?
Yeah. So we do give each medalist a cash prize. And then the real big prize for these young artists is the opportunity to come back to Kalamazoo and perform with our partner orchestras. So the bronze winner comes back and performs with the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony. The silver winner comes back and performs with Western's Orchestra. And then the gold winner comes back and performs with the Kalamazoo Symphony. We also have partnerships with the Baltimore Chamber Orchestra. So they do get to go and perform with them also. The gold prize winner does.
Why does one concert back in Kalamazoo, why is that special to a young performer?
Yeah, it's really hard to get that soloist opportunity. The only way you get that is really if you're winning competitions. So if that is your career path that you're on, getting those experiences is really invaluable. It just means so much to be able to get up on stage and have that opportunity to work with a conductor, to work with the orchestra. That's a really big deal. So, and then if they are medalists, we stay in touch with them and we try to give them other opportunities. Like this last year, we did the November concert series. It was three consecutive Saturdays.
Saturday mornings.
Yes, Saturday mornings at the Stallburg. And so we highlighted our alumni there, and we're trying to come up with even more opportunities to really highlight them even after, you know, we have new ones as the years go by. So
right. I mean, that must be a fun creative side of your job, too, just to think of partnerships and ways that they can return. You can lure them back to Michigan.
Absolutely.
To perform. Because it does help when this community learns learns names, has favorites, and kind of wants to follow the career of these young people. I think the Stellberg also stands apart because of this age range, which is, I think 19 is the cutoff?
20.
20.
Yeah.
Is the cutoff point. And most other competitions, you're talking adult competitions. So, and they're not, there really aren't that many youth competitions like this.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is great because this is right at the beginning of their careers where they really need to get that experience. They need to get the experience of being on stage and being a soloist. So, you know, they're all in school already, so they're studying often in at Juilliard or, you know, things, those
I did
really
notice
prestigious.
That. There's a lot of repetition of both schools and famous professors.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So it's a small world, isn't it?
It is. It is very small. And as you get more in it, you realize more and more how small of a world it is.
Do you ever think about that? I mean, wouldn't it be nice to see someone come out of nowhere, as it were, or from, you know, not a conservatory or, you know, not a pre-college program for Juilliard?
Yeah.
Like, it bears thinking about, like, how do other kids get these opportunities? Or if you have that talent, do they just get routed straight to the same top 10 schools?
I think that that's often the case, is that they get
sort of
routed to these
major
schools and professors and things. They sort of follow that line.
It's difficult to get this kind of training, and the individual has to be so committed to work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work, no matter how much talent you have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, these kids are practicing a lot of hours a day. They're very committed. This is their life, you know, just going and to different festivals and camps and things, and following the professors. And there's just a feeding line, it seems like.
Not all will become concert soloists. Many will become orchestral players. Many will maybe change to another field, maybe even composition, join a string quartet. And in today's world, it's almost encouraged to have a little flexibility. You know, if you can play classical, great. But if you can play classical and fiddle, say, that's also a plus.
Yeah.
So there's a versatility element that is growing more and more, I think, with young people. And I think they've embraced it too, a large extent, because just because you focus on classical technique doesn't mean you don't like, you know, what's popular on YouTube these days and wanting to learn pop songs for today.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny. We asked, there will be a chat happening during the competition. So we asked for fun facts. And a lot of them love K-pop music.
Oh.
So it was kind of fun to see, like, what kind of other things they were interested in.
See, that's great.
Yeah.
So let's remind listeners again how they can watch this conversation and watch these performances. Performances are at 7 o'clock Monday through Friday. And then Saturday, we talked about Friday night being focused on Bach and the Bach performances, a chance to hear that special composer and special style. All 12 will be featured because those are 3 to 4 to 6 minute excerpts. Okay, let's talk about Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday is going to be fun.
It starts at 10 a.m.
Yes. So we'll start the morning. We will announce the 6 finalists. So we'll start with 12 at the beginning of the week. And then Saturday, we go down to 6.
Narrow it down.
And we will hear a different selection than we heard earlier in the week from them. We'll hear Monday through Thursday, we're going to hear whatever they applied with, which part of the concerto they applied with, whether that's the first movement or third. And then on Saturday, we will hear the other movements than we haven't heard yet. So it'll be fresh. And so that will happen Saturday morning. And then Saturday evening, we will announce our 3 medalists. And we're going to hear a lot from our judges. This year's judges are fantastic. It's Mitchell Newman, Sarah St. Ambrosio, and Cynthia Phelps.
Well, and if you need some prestige added, Cynthia Phelps is the principal violist of the New York Philharmonic. Mitchell Newman is with the Los Angeles Philharmonic. And Sarah St. Ambrosio, I know her from a period on EMI Classics of a group called the Eroica Trio. She was the cellist for that. So, and still with the Eroica Trio, I assume.
Yes.
Wonderful. You do need people with decades of experience to look at these performances because they really are high, high level.
By the time we get to the 12 that the judges are hearing, I mean, we started with 226 applicants this year, which was record-breaking for us. That was a big deal. And so then we go through a rigorous screening process to get it down. So there's a first round of screeners, and then they whittle that down by a lot.
I want to do that.
It's challenging. I mean, I'm a violinist, and I hear these kids, and they're so gifted. That I would have a hard time. They're just, it's mind blowing.
Well, I feel sorry for the panel that has to narrow 226 applicants down to 12. How long does that take? How long are you giving the panel to eliminate?
Yeah, we start, we give them about a month and for the first set of screeners. So they get split up. They all don't listen. Each applicant gets two screeners, so that we make sure there's always a second opinion on that. And then we take the average score. And if they get a certain score, they get moved to the second round. And the second round is done usually in person. We take a day and we get a big screen and good speakers and we listen with the screening panel. This year, we held it on Zoom, and they had access to the videos ahead of time, which they don't normally. But they had a little bit more time to sort of think about it. So when we got together on Zoom, it's so hard to hear on Zoom. And, mm-hmm. Sort of had their notes already going. And then those final screeners, which are different than the first ones, whittle those down to the 12. And then we have four alternates. Just in case something happens with the first 12, they have the four alternates and they're ranked.
And then it's up to three judges, Cynthia Phelps, Mitchell Newman, and Sarah St. Ambrosio, to find the top 12.
Yeah.
And they will be announced on Saturday. At 10 o'clock, it's announced how the six finalists are announced. I can't get that out. 2021. And then again at 7 p.m. Saturday night, it's announcing and featuring the three medalists for the 2021 competition. And you said we would hear fresh performances, not the submitted concertos.
Yeah. Well, the Saturday for the finalists, we will hear fresh material. On the Saturday evening, it's judges' choice for the bronze and silver, just to kind of showcase like why they were chosen. So we hear really the best of what they submitted. And then for the gold medalist, we'll hear their full concerto, which we don't normally do in a live performance, and you wouldn't hear their full concerto. So it's exciting.
You just hear one movement.
Exciting that we'll hear the full thing.
Well, I think we're nearing the end of our time here today, Megan. It's been great to touch base again and talk in person and feel the excitement that's coming for next week. There's a Sunday component I forgot to include. So tell me about what's happening Sunday, the final day of the Stolberg week.
Yeah, so on Sunday we're having master classes, and this is actually in person for us. We have the master class students will be coming into the Wellspring Theater, and we will Zoom in the judges. It's the same judges that judge the competition serve as our master class teachers, and that whole thing will be recorded and we will stream it at a later date. We did want to separate that a little bit just because of Stolberg fatigue. We thought after 6 days, we really wanted to break that out a little bit to make sure to have people kind of tune back in maybe a couple weeks later. So we will announce when we'll stream those.
I see. Usually, when you offer the masterclass, when the Stolberg has masterclasses on Sunday, it's not a focus on the finalists at all. It's about young talent from the region.
Yes.
Is that true this time?
Yes. Yeah. They're all local students that applied, and then they have been selected to come and work with our judges.
Well, I think we've covered everything, Megan. I could keep you here all day, frankly, but listeners, I think, got a full understanding of what's going on. But perhaps I could ask you to, you know, sum it up one last time so people can hear again how to access the 46th annual Stolberg International String Competition.
Yes. To access, you'll go to www.stolberg.org. On the homepage, you find there is a link that says live events. And when you click that, you can register for all of the upcoming weeks of events. It is pay what you can. You can pay $0 or you can make a donation. It's really up to you. We really want to make this accessible to anybody to listen. And the performances will be available for 23 hours after they have aired. So if you are not able to tune in at 7 o'clock that evening, you can drink your coffee or with your lunch break, watch it. And then after the Stolberg medalist performance, all of the concertos and solo box will be available on our YouTube channel.
The finalists are from places like Creskill, New Jersey, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Rye, New York, Wynwood, Pennsylvania, Fort Lee, New Jersey, San Jose, California, and we have one from Ontario, Richmond Hill, from that's Ina Yoon. And we forgot to say, of course, in my mind, I always picture violinists. It's not just violin. It's violin, viola, cello, and even bass. Are there basses this year?
There's one bass. and he was a semifinalist last year. So he's coming back, which we're really excited to have him back. He's fantastic.
Who was the gold medalist last year?
So last year it was Dongyoung Jake Shim. And he is from Korea. And he has not been back to Kalamazoo yet, but he will be.
That would be to perform with the KSO or Grand Rapids?
KSO. Yeah. Yes, okay. The KSO. So we are in the works of planning what that will look like because we will have two gold medalists with the KSO next year. So we're going to have to work out the details on how that's working. But yeah.
Excellent. Here is one of his award-winning performances. It's accessible right now from the Stolberg website, stolberg.org. Megan, thank you for sharing all of this with our listeners today, and have a wonderful week.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you.